guys, hello and welcome. This is Tiffany.
Yo, this is Sam.
So last time we read about the Easter Bunny and his brother Freddy.
上次啊，我们认识了复活节兔子和他没人爱的弟弟 Freddy.
Oh yeah, poor Freddy. His brother keeps getting all the attention, but it's hard for him not to because he is the Easter Bunny and everything.
对啊，好可怜哦，他哥哥啊这么受欢迎，抢走了所有的注意力，哎呀，他都没有人爱哦。
Yeah, but Freddy comes up with a plan to become the center of attention too.
哦，还记得上次讲到 Freddy 想到了一个抢人气的好主意吗？
So yeah, let's see what happens when he starts giving out these gifts. I wonder if the kid will like his gift more than his brother's.
对啊，我们来看看他的方法有没有效吧。
Let's go and read our article.
The New Easter Bunny.
Finally, it was Easter Sunday. The Easter Bunny delivered treats at each door. Freddy secretly followed him and dropped off presents too. That Easter, the kids were happy to see the usual candy and chocolate from the Easter Bunny. But...They were even more excited to see the new toys and beautiful clothes. They all thought, Wow! The Easter Bunny gave us more stuff this year! They wrote letters to thank him. But when the Easter Bunny received the messages, he was confused.Who gave the children these gifts? He thought of a plan to solve this mystery.
Word power!
Deliver. Deliver. The mailman delivered.The package to my door. The mailman delivered the package to my door. Usual, usual. It's usual to have a glass of red wine with steak. It's usual to have a glass of red wine with steak. Gift.Gift. All of us put our Christmas gifts under the tree. All of us put our Christmas gifts under the tree. Solve. Solve. Solve, solved, solved. Sarah solved the difficult puzzle within a few minutes.Sarah solved the difficult puzzle within a few minutes.
All right, so then our story continues and it says, Finally, it was Easter Sunday. The Easter Bunny delivered treats at each door. So usually, Easter happens around the end of March or in April.
OK, 复活节啊通常呢是在这个四月或三月的结尾的时候哦，那这个课文就说了 ,finally, 总算啊到了复活节这一天咯，那这个 Easter Bunny, 复活节兔子呢就开始啊到每户人家来送他的礼物咯。
Right, it's time for the Easter Bunny to deliver his gifts. Now deliver, D-E-L-I-V-E-R, it's a verb and it means to send mail, packages, or goods to a person or place.
Okay, 动词 deliver, 递送的意思哦。递送什么呢？比方说啊，你去邮局或是快递，寄这些邮件、包裹、明信片哦。递送这些邮件、包裹、明信片的递送呢，就是 deliver.
Yes, for example, postmen or mailmen, they deliver things. And this is exactly what our sample sentence says. It says, the mailman delivered the package to my door. The mailman delivered the package to my door.
哦，就是啊，刚刚说到邮差先生呢，就会 deliver 来寄送了这些包裹啊、邮件、明信片了。所以呢，我们例句就说到啊，邮差先生呢，把这个 package 包裹送到我家门口。
Yeah, for example, Santa Claus delivered presents on Christmas Eve.
啊，对， Santa Claus 圣诞老公公呢，在圣诞节的时候也会 deliver 递送什么呢？来送这些礼物给很乖的小朋友喽。
Right. So next in the story, Freddy secretly followed him and dropped off presents too.
Freddy 啊，就 secretly 偷偷的啊来跟踪了他哥哥复活节兔子，在他送完糖果以后，他也偷偷送上自己准备的这些漂亮的玩具衣服喽。
Yes, so that Easter, the kids were happy to see the usual candy and chocolate from the Easter Bunny.
哦，那一次的复活节啊，小朋友都很开心哦，看到这些复活节兔子送来这些一如往常的这些什么呢？糖果、巧克力、饼干哦。
And then here we see our word power word usual, U-S-U-A-L. It's an adjective and it means something done on a regular basis. So you do this most of the time on certain situations. For example, when you go to your favorite restaurant, you might order the usual. You order something that you love and you order that all the time.
Usual 这个形容词呢，它的中文意思就是一如往常的、平常的。例如呢，刚刚 Tiffany 举例了，假如哦，你去你最喜欢的餐厅哦，你 you might order the usual， 你呀、啊、可能呢就会点你平常点的，你平常就爱吃的，你每一次都会点的。
Do you have a favorite restaurant that you like to go to?
I don't have a favorite restaurant, but I think maybe like a favorite, I don't know, tea shop. 我最喜欢的饮料店。
So what do you usually order?
My usual is probably like bubble tea.
啊、
珍珠奶茶、去冰半糖就是我常常会点的。
So next time, if you want to get Sam gifts, don't forget that he likes his bubble tea.So our word power sentence is, it's usual to have a glass of red wine with steak. It's usual to have a glass of red wine with steak.
OK, 刚刚的例句就说到了，吃牛排配一杯红酒是很平常的事情咯。
Right. OK, so next in the sentence it says, or in our article it says, but they were even more excited to see the new toys and beautiful clothes. All right, so before we begin to take a look at this sentence, let's first take a look at our 英文快译通。
英文
快译通
，Oh yeah!
Hello, 大家好，我是 Vincent, 欢迎收看英文快译通。今天要跟大家复习一个很基本的文法，也就是区分像是 excited 跟 exciting 这类形容词的差异，可千万不要小看它们哦，背后可是暗藏玄机呢。在英文里面有几个表达喜怒哀乐等情绪的动词，像是 surprise 使惊讶， excite 使兴奋， bore 使无聊， interest 使感兴趣等等。有趣的是，这些单字被用来当作是动词的状况比较少见，更多的时候它会转化成为形容词的形式，但会随着使用情境的不同而产生以下两种变化。第一种形容词是在情绪动词的后面加上 ing， 让它变成现在分词的形式。这里的 ing 跟现在进行式没有任何的关系，它表达一种主动的概念，也就是某一个人、某一件事或者是某一个物具有某一种强烈的特质，会让人产生相对应的情绪。例如 ，a surprising piece of news， 一则令人感到意外的消息 ；an exciting movie， 一部刺激的电影 ；a boring man， 一个无趣的人 ；an interesting story， 一个有趣的故事。第二种形容词则是在情绪动词的后面加上 ed， 让它变成过去分词的形式。这里的 ed 跟过去式或者是完成式没有任何的关系，它比较是在表达一种被动的概念，也就是某一个人的情绪受到外在事物所产生的影响。要特别注意的是，情绪动词后面加上 ed 只能够用来修饰人，前面则是搭配上 be 动词或者是 feel F-E-E-L 感觉这个一般动词。例如 I am surprised 我觉得惊讶， I feel excited 我感到兴奋，I am so bored， 我感到无聊透了。看到这里，不知道大家有没有觉得这类的句子似乎有点不完整呢？ 没有错，在表达个人情绪的时候，我们通常会在后面加上一个由介系词跟名词搭配起来的补语，用来说明产生这种情绪的原因。而这个介系词会随着前面的形容词产生变化，请各位同学务必要牢记。例如 I feel so surprised at the news. I feel so surprised at the news. 我对于这则消息感到十分的讶异。The students are excited about the trip tomorrow. The students are excited about the trip tomorrow. 学生们对于明天的旅行都感到非常的兴奋。He is very interested in photography. He is very interested in photography. 他对于摄影有着浓厚的兴趣。在这里 ，feel surprised at, be excited about, be interested in 都是固定用法，可千万不要乱用哦。情绪动词后面加上现在分词 ing， 或者是加上过去分词 ed， 是英文里面很重要的篇章，可千万一定要区分清楚，不然弄错了可是会搞笑话的哦。英文快一通，我们下次见喽，拜拜。
OK， 欢迎回来哦。那我们看一下刚刚 Tiffany 讲的课文句句的意思哦。他说呢，但除了这些一如往常的糖果之外呢，他们更兴奋的来看到什么呢？看到 Freddy 送的这些玩具哦，衣服哦。
Okay, so let's see what the children thought. They all thought, wow, the Easter Bunny gave us more stuff this year. And they wrote letters to thank him.
啊，小朋友都想说，哇，今年复活节兔子哦，除了给糖果之外啊，他还多给了这些礼物，这些玩具、衣服给我们。所以呢，他们很开心啊，决定写信来感谢他。
Yeah, they must have thought, wow, the Easter Bunny was so generous this year.
对啊，他们一定想说，哇，这个复活节兔子今年特别慷慨哦。
Yeah, so they wrote letters to thank him. But let's see what happens when the Easter Bunny receives this message. The story says, but when the Easter Bunny received the messages, he was confused.
Oh, 当这个复活节兔子啊收到 receive 就是刚刚跟 deliver 是相反的、哦、收到这些信的时候呢，他觉得怎么样？觉得非常的困惑 confused.
Yeah, I would be confused too. I know that I delivered all these sweets and candies, so why are they so happy about toys and clothes?
对啊，假如说啊，我送出去的只有糖果、饼干，但是他们写信谢谢我，送他们玩具跟衣服，那我一定也会非常的困惑。
So there's definitely something wrong. Okay, so next the story says, who gave the children these gifts?He thought of a plan to solve this mystery. All right, so a mystery is a puzzle or something that is very difficult to solve or understand. For example, how the earth was created, it's still a mystery for some people. It means that we are still not 100% sure how the earth was created, and even the brightest scientists don't know as well.
OK, 这边啊就讲到这个单字 mystery 指的呢是神秘的神秘的事情神秘的东西哦。例如呢刚刚 Tiffany 举例了地球的诞生这个事情即使是最聪明的科学家诶他也无法百分之一百了解百分之一百的确定哦。所以呢这个问题啦 how the earth was created is still a mystery.、这个啊地球如何诞生至今啊仍是一个 mystery, 一个神秘的东西一个谜哦。所以呢我们就知道啦课文的意思啊是说复活节兔子呢他想到了一个计划来解开哦这个谜什么谜呢这个啊是谁送小礼物给这些小朋友的这个谜团哦。
Alright, so, this also reminds me, everyone knows the cartoon Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, 大家应该都有看过这个史酷比这个卡通吧那个狗狗。
Yeah, so for example, Scooby-Doo and his gang, they all solve mysteries.
哦大家有看过这个卡通就知道啊这个史酷比狗呢他就是跟他的 gang, 他的这群人啊这个他的团队呢一起来解开很多神秘事件很多谜团哦。
Or the most famous one, Sherlock Holmes.
啊对啊大家一定更熟悉的就是 Sherlock Holmes, 这个大侦探福尔摩斯哦。
Right, so let's take a look at our word power word in the previous sentence. Our word power word is gift, G-I-F-T. It's a noun and it means a present.
哦，这边是讲到我们单字 gift, G-I-F-T, 就是呢大家熟知的这个 present 礼物的意思。
So our sample sentence is, all of us put our Christmas gifts under the tree. All of us put our Christmas gifts under the tree.
哦，在圣诞节的时候呢，我们怎么样啦？我们把所有人啊，把这个圣诞礼物放在圣诞树下哦。
So who gave all these extra gifts to the children? The Easter Bunny still doesn't know.
对啊，所以啊，到底是谁呢？给这些小朋友呢漂亮的玩具漂亮的衣服呢，这个 Easter Bunny 复活节兔子他还是不知道哦，不过他已经想到一个办法要来解开这个谜团咯。
Yeah, so he wants to solve the mystery. And solve is also our word power word, S-O-L-V. It's a verb and it means to find the correct answer or explanation to something.
Oh, solve.这个动词啊，它的意思就是解开谜团的这个解开哦，可能是找到一个正确的答案，正确的解释哦，去找到这个谜团正确的答案。OK, 那过去式呢，直接加上 de-solved, 就是 solve 这个动词的过去式。
That's right, let's take a look at our word power sentence. Sarah solved the difficult puzzle within a few minutes. Sarah solved the difficult puzzle within a few minutes.
哦、Sarah 呢，她只有几分钟啊，就 solve the puzzle, 她就解开完成了这个拼图、哦、非常聪明啊。
Yeah, so the Easter Bunny is still trying to solve this mystery or to solve this difficult puzzle of who gave these children these extra clothes and toys.
哦，所以啊，这个 Easter Bunny 复活节兔子呢，他就是想出了一个计划呢，他想要来解开这个谜团。什么谜团呢？就是啊，这个到底是谁送给小朋友除了甜点之外的这些玩具、衣服这些礼物咯？
Do you think you'll be able to solve this mystery?
I'm never good at those mysteries, so I don't think I can. 对啊，这个我从来不是很擅长解开这些谜团的，所以我想我大概是没有办法解开这个是谁送礼物的谜吧。
Yeah, well, let's hope the Easter Bunny is smart enough to figure it out. So let's take a short break and we'll be right back. Okay, so it's Easter again, and the Easter Bunny does his usual thing. He gives out these sweets to children.
哦，这个复活节又到啦，所以复活节兔子呢，就是他做了他每年一如往常会做的事情，他的惯例呢，就是去挨家挨户送糖果咯。
Yeah, but mysteriously, all the children got some toys and clothes as well.
哦，这个神奇的事情发生了，这个小朋友不只拿到了甜食，还拿到了这些玩具衣服哦。
Yeah, so the kids, they wrote letters to thank him, to say thank you for all the candy, the toys and clothes. You're so generous this year.
对啊，所以这些小朋友就写信来感谢这个复活节兔子哦。
Yes, but actually the Easter Bunny was very confused because he never gave out these gifts.
对啊，但是呢，这个复活节兔子从来没有送过玩具跟衣服，哎，那这些信是怎么来的？
All right, so let's see if the Easter Bunny is able to solve this mystery, and let's look at it in our day three of our article.
所以啊，我们在第三天的文章呢，就可以来看到呢，这个复活节兔子能不能够解开这个谜团，知道是谁送这些玩具还有衣服咯。
All right, so we'll see you guys next time. Bye!
Retailers are as busy as bees during the Christmas season.
Retailers are as busy as bees during the Christmas season.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice。每当大节日到来，大家一定都会买一堆卡片，把心里的祝福写下来寄给同学们，尤其是在圣诞节的时候，对吧？所以这时候书局啊，或者是礼品店之类的零售商就会非常的忙碌。这时候我们就可以用今天 A Plus 小聚会所要教大家的句子来形容这种现象。Retailers are as busy as bees during the Christmas season. Retailers are as busy as bees during the Christmas season. 意思就是零售商在圣诞假期间忙得跟蜜蜂一样。句子中的 retailer 是指零售商。什么叫零售商呢？零售商就是指将商品直接销售给最终消费者的中间商。那 as busy as bees 这句话就用到了 as blah 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 as blah 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 的句型，意思是像什么一样的怎么样怎么样。第一个 as 后面可以接形容词或副词，而第二个 as 后面则可以接名词。那为什么很忙要用蜜蜂来形容呢？因为蜜蜂啊，常常因为必须要采蜜而飞来飞去，忙得晕头转向的、啊。 那我们赶快来打铁趁热复习一下今天的句子吧。Retailers are as busy as bees during the Christmas season. Alright, I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Retailers are as busy as bees during the Christmas season.
Retailers are as busy as bees during the Christmas season.
The new Easter Bunny.
Finally, it was Easter Sunday. The Easter Bunny delivered treats at each door. Freddy secretly followed him and dropped off presents too. That Easter, the kids were happy to see the usual candy and chocolate from the Easter Bunny. But they were even more excited to see the new toys and beautiful clothes. They all thought,
Wow! The Easter Bunny gave us more stuff this year!
They wrote letters to thank him. But when the Easter Bunny received the messages, he was confused. Who gave the children these gifts? He thought of a plan to solve this mystery.
Deliver. Deliver. The mailman delivered the package to my door. The mailman delivered the package to my door. Usual. Usual. It's usual to have a glass of red wine with steak. It's usual to have a glass of red wine with steak. Gift. Gift. All of us put our Christmas gifts under the tree. All of us put our Christmas gifts under the tree. Solve. Solve. Solve, solved, solved. Sarah solved the difficult puzzle within a few minutes. Sarah solved the difficult puzzle within a few minutes.